That looks like a sale. It's like you're buying the field for 3 years. Therefore, these 3 years, I'm allowed to eat the peiros. It's like my field. At the end of 3 years, the field goes back to you. So that's mutter. There it doesn't look like ribbis at all. Here it's hetagam. Now we want to say here. Rav Popov, Rav Huna Bret, Rav Yeshua Amri Tavai, they both say, Hai Mashkanto, or Mashkana pledge, the Yasra, the Mithalki, in a place, again, that whenever the labor comes back with the money, he has a right to pay up and get back his field.
So the field is not so much virtuous of the Malva, therefore, in Balchev, Reve, Menu. What Rashi says it means, even if the Malva, when the Malva dies, the Balchev cannot collect his karka from the Yisemim. And they have Bechor not a Pishnayim.
Even if the Malva dies, his Bechor doesn't get two portions in it. It's not called Muchtik by the father. And the Maisa Shriya stopped this loan. It's not called like it was collected already. Because since this Mashkin is not a real Kinyan, it could be taken away any time, it's not called like a real Mashkin. But it'll be asked with Le Nisalki, but in a place, when I give a pledge, the deal is that let's say for the next 2 or 3 years, it stays by the Malva. The Leva can't get it back. The earliest he can get it back is whenever they make up, a year or two. In such a place, then Baal Chayiv Greve Menu, for that year at least, that the Malva has the right to use it, it's like a mechir, it's like his. So then his Bachor could collect it. If the Malva dies, his Bachor gets two portions in it. And Vien Shvias Misham Tostoy. Here Shvias Shmita does not stop this loan. That's called the good Mashkin. It's called like the Malva has his money already. So here it's not called by Yigosh. Shvias does not stop it. Now Viyama Mazutra Mishmed Rapopo. Hi Mashkanta, this pledge. The Asra, the Misalki, and the place that the deal is. Whenever the labor comes back with the money, he could take back his field, Misalki, like Shita. He gets back his field. And the Chiddush is, the Afilo, the Tamri, the Avudya. Even if the Malva was on the field and has the dates from the date tree fell down on the floor, still those dates also go back to the labor. He takes it back. Rashi learns, Shagodrin Tumorim Shaitchin Machzol Estakasad Kolim. People used to spread out mats on the bottom of the palm tree, and the dates would fall down on them. So even though this happened, still the Malva has to give it back to the Leiva. But Vi Agvinu Bisisni, but let's say the Malva picked him up in his own baskets, then Kaninu, then he made a kinya, then it belongs to him, then the Leiva doesn't get this back. But Uman Di Yama Kalev Shalakeach. If you hold that the kelim of the lakeach, if you bring it into the meicha's house and you put the peiros into your keli, your kli is like your reshus, it's kind of for you. Here also, since these mats are your mats, so as soon as the dates fall down onto the mats, it's also called like the malva is kind of it. So even before the malva picked them up, lemaisa signed its kelim, it also be considered like the malva was kind of it already. Therefore, the Leiva cannot take it away. Now the Gemara says, Pshita, the Asra, the Misalki, and a place that the normal deal is that whenever the Leiva comes up with money, he can get his field back. The Yoma, but now they made a special deal that Leiva Salakna, the Leiva and Malva make up that no, the Leiva does not have a right to get his field back within 2 years. The Gemara says, good. Or come out, Leiva Salakna. They made such a condition, that's good. He can't get it back. So therefore, it's called like a mekach hamemcher. Therefore, since you gave the money this way, sheet is good. But the chiddush is the other way. Is the normal manner in this place is that when you give a pledge, the leiva has no right to get it back for a year or two. So yomah, but now they want to make up a new condition. That's misalaknur. That's no, that the leiva says, listen, whenever I have money to pay up, I want to be able to get my field back. So, my, what's the halacha? If they just spoke it out, is it good or not? Sarach l'mikmi minei aloi? Do they have to make a kinyan on this, or no? Just Dibur alone is enough, or do they have to make a kinyan here? So Rashi says, of course, Dibur like Kodim, if they don't make a kinyan, Dibur v'yam, it's only Dibur. V'yokoloi maloyeshna min aminim. Then maybe he could change his mind and say, no, I don't want to change from the manner of the place. And since here the minig is that we do take you off, maybe I have a right to still take it off. Maybe only kinyan helps. Tomorrow says, Papa says, no, you do not have to make a kinyan. Since you spoke this out for Shas, Lamak, and Moyes, that's also called a good deal, and it's how this way. that whenever the loiver comes up with money, he has the right to get his field back. No, you have to make a kinyan. In other words, it's not diba b'yalma. You do have to make a kinyan. Without making a kinyan, we say it's on the diba b'yalma, and diba is not chal here. He has the right to say, I want to act like the minig hamakom. Omar, what's going to be now? Ezel v'yaisi zuzi. So what's going to be now if the loiver comes back by tamal and says, listen, I'm going to get you money. So at that time, lo yochol. So Malv asked to stop eating the Paris. Like the loiver is about to come back and give money, so the Malv asked to stop eating. Rashi says, Hoyo b'yamoyis m'chonim loy, nosno v'shut liyos, shem v'yochol b'yasi. Well, b'yasi is in the south, because we're talking about a place, when the loiver comes up with money, he has the right to get his field back. But since the loiver just tells the Malva, I'm going to get the money now, from then on the Malva has to stop eating. What about if the loiver says, Ezel v'yatrach v'yaisi zuzi, I'm going to go and try and bother myself to get the money, so but he knows he doesn't have it yet. So Ravino Amochel. And he says, so what? The mouth still has the right teeth. It's not cold, you're paying up yet. No, he can't eat. Since he has in mind now to start to get the money, from then on, the mouth has to stop eating. Rav Kanav, Rav Papa, Rav Ashi, Loyach Libinach Yaisa. They held that any time there was a loan, when the mouth gave money, and the loiver gave him back his field to hold for a pledge, that the lochel is the malv is not allowed to eat the payrus, even in chiyaisa. Even though they make up a deal that if I eat this year's produce, I'll take off only $10, still it's awesome. Still it's called like ribbis. Ravina ochal ben chiyaisa. Ravina ochal, now it's mutter, that's not called like ribbis. So what's the math like this? Om the mazutra. My time with the man the yochel ben chiyaisa, what's the pshan the man the yomer that says that if I have the pledge, I'm allowed to eat the payrus if I just make chiyaisa? Again, chiyaisa means like this. That I'm going to eat the Paris this year, and even though I eat $30 worth, I'll only deduct $10 from the loan. That's mutter. Why? The chura, it looks like ribbis. You're still eating much more. Smar says, "Midi di evi asteachuza." This is why the Torah says the pasha of asteachuza.
So that if somebody's makdish his deachuza, so the pasha in Vayikra that says that he can be paid with menahedish to fi hashonim shad hayoyvel, and it comes out fellow punyin lishana. For every single year when you want to be paid with before Yovel, you have to only pay back a sell or punya for each year. So Moshe says, "Needed every steachuza, steachuza lavaf agav the kochel pay rituva." Even though you eat a lot of peris in between, Omer Rachman and Stilus Torah says, "Kol polik lebiabazuzi." Yeah, you have a right to be paid for it. Rashi says, "I no seller." Even though it looks like it's only a loan, because the meister you were makdish, you gave it over to Hegdish, but now you're taking it back, and still you're allowed to eat the peris. So Moshe says, here also there's no difference. Whenever you eat ben chiyais, it's mutter. But a man the yos, the one that says it's also malach, stay achuza hegdishi. Over there, it's a new parish of hegdishi makdishit. For achman ukmi a pidyon. And there, the Torah says clearly, if you want to be paid to it, that's why you can be paid to it easy, cheaper. But hochi al bohi, here in our case, it's a regular loan. You're lending the person money. And he gives you a field as a pledge. See, if you're going to eat the paris, even ben chiyais, he owes this man the yom, mechsik ribis. It actually looks like ribis.
To buy the field back. No matter how much payrus you ate, as long as you pay a little bit, it's enough. You see, ben chiyais it's mutter. But, Oman the Yosef, the one that says no, still it's also, he also has this omeloch. Stay achuza, hegdishi. They're different. There, when you sell, you stay achuza, it's like hegdish. Perachmona ukmea pigeon. The Torah gave a new chiddush over there. The Torah says it has the same aloch like pigeon. But I call upon him there, it's like a sale. It's not like a real loan. That's where over there it's mutter. But over here, when I lend you money and you give me back the pledge your field, if I eat more paris than it's really worth, that looks like ribbis. So I call upon him, it's an av like ribbis, it's awesome with Rabbanan. Therefore, here he held it also. Omer Rabashi, Omerli Sabi de Masa Machia. The older person in the city Machia told me that Stam Mashkan Teshosa. Whenever you take a Stam Mashkin, Sminastam, if you don't make up any limit, it's for 1 year. What does that mean? The Mainas Kamina, the Yochol or Shosa must be Masalik Lei, Vilele must be Masalik Lei. So Rashi learns the Chiddush. The Asilu beYasad and Masalki. Even in a city, even if the Minig Hamakim is that when the waiver has his money, he has the right to pay up and get the field back. That's only after the first year. But for 1 year, when you give a Mashkin, the Malv has the right to hold on to the Sada. He can't get it back the first year. That's called a Mashkin for a year. The Yomar Rashi. Omrili Saba, know the person, the Maski Master from the city Maski told me, my Mashkanta, what's the Lashon of a pledge, a Mashkin? That means the Shchune Gabei, that you're living there. L'mayin Haskimina, what's the difference? L'dina de Bar Mitzvah. Whenever you receive a Mashkin, you have a Dina de Bar Mitzvah. Dina de Bar Mitzvah means that if you own a field, and the next field right next to you belongs to somebody else, when that person sells it, you have a din to buy it. He has to sell it to you. Since you're the neighboring, you have a right to have that field. It's called din of the bar mitzvah. Therefore, if you have a field with Teres HaMashkin, if the leiter gave you his field with Teres HaMashkin, now the leiter wants to sell it. The law is he has to sell it to you. That's called the Shchuna Gabei. It's considered like you're living there, the get the din of the bar mitzvah. That when he sells it, you're like the neighbor, he has to sell it to you. Omar Rebbe says, let's do the Siloy Kitashin Pufnoi. We do not hold like your father's business deal before by beer, that he passed already before, but we don't hold like him. For Loy Kishtori Mechuznoi, we'll soon see what that is. We don't hold like their star, the Ron of the Mechuzza. Loy Kikari Nashoi. And not the way the business deals on the field, the way they did it Nashoi. We'll soon see what that means. Alright, then over. So it's like this. Kitashi Pufnoi means Tasha the Rapapa. The Rapapa wanted to do business before and sell his beer at a cheaper time for the higher price. That was us at Nechsek Ribis. Shtarmach Znoi, what is that? Tizakhtele the Rav Chakarna. Shtarmach Znoi means like this. I give you merchandise to sell. And then the law is, if you go and make profit, half the profit belongs to me. So in the Shtar, I said like this. You owe me the value of the merchandise. That's worth $100. And the profit is time you make $50, so they write in the shtar that you owe me $150. And really, they should have just wrote down the keren that you owe me $100, and then whatever profit you get. But they write down, no, in the shtar time, you owe me $150. The cost of Levi Shtora, and they write it down in the shtar. That you shouldn't do. Because, miyeh medrevi rabcha, who says you'll make this $50 worth of profit? And maybe you don't make it, and the shtar says you owe it to him, it'll be like sheker. Omalei ma'ba name ravashi. Aval, father, Oberach, he did like this though. And the Chiyosla Kamei, Nanamu. And when the worker came back and said, listen, I didn't make the right amount, my father believed him. So what's so wrong? Even though they wrote down on the shtar, the person's Nemun. So Mar says, no, Pashid. Omalei Tena, Chayfid, the Yisil Bidei. That's only if the father, the Michael, the one that gave the money, is still around. Then he's trust. What about the Shach? What's happening if he died? So we're not going to know what the deal is. Then just look at the shtar. The shtar says that you owe $150. So you shouldn't write some of that in the shtar. To know for shtar, kindly ask me. My heavy, what's going to be? That's what, that's what Rav Ashi said back to Amemar. Like, what's going to be like if you die? So the Mar says, heavy, kishkogish, yosmifli, ashalit, it's like a mistake that came out of the mouth. And the noch nashidim, the Amemar. Even though we didn't mean it, but that's the clown, when a tzaddik says something, his dibur has the curse to do something. Just like if a tzaddik gives you a bracha, even if he doesn't mean it, the dibur alone can do things, here also. He said, what's going to be if you're going to die, even though he didn't mean it, but Lamaisi spoke it out, so that's what happened, Amein Mataka died. But I call upon him such a shtai, he should not write up. Vaito, chakiroi nashoi, he should not do this either. What is that? Tikas vihochi, mashkinlei palni arya lepalni. He said like this, that somebody gave his field, the leiver gave his field for a mashkin to the malva, and then the hoda chokrominei, and then the malva hired the leiver, hired the owner to work on his field. That's what he used to do. Take him like for oris to work on the field.
So, which means that the leiver like would pay a special amount of the produce to the malva. Whether he makes it or not, the leiver has to shop from an oris, he has to pay the owner a set amount. So really it comes out that the leiver is paying the malva ribis. So that's the most question. Said Amos Konya, Diaknan Ale, like when did the malva really bequeath this field that he has a right to rent it back out to the owner? The malva doesn't really own it, it's only a mashkin. So the rent that he gets is b'teres ribis. But the Mar said, but vidna today, the kokas with a right in the shtar like this, ochi, kenina minei ushina kami idnei, for hoda chokrei, kadesh latino delos pifnei lovin, shakadomi. Today it's good. So they write as if to say like the malva has already a while, like the malva really owns it, and then he's first renting it back to the leiver. But the Gemara says, you know, the law of Milsa, it's not true. The real mice, it's not called a real sale. The Rashi says, the Afilu Shianami Yasa. Even though it stays a little bit by the mouth, so what? The rib is Gemuri. The Ainkan Safik, Uchais of Yechel, Shatomim, Shemaitse, Vein, Amaitle, Maito. The Yelachur is called Mamish Rivis, because the mice, he only has the Bateros of Mashkin, and it's called like the labor when he works for the Malva, is paying the Malva Bateros Rivis. Now the Mishnah says, "Ein moishivin chendeni lemachzis schar."
To get half the profit, pay half the profit. Rashi says, "Lo yoyna balabayis the chendeni, balabosh not go to a storeman." How they pay with mikorim b'shuk arba soyin the fella. The yata mokem mechanus pruta pruta. A whole bushel of apples is worth $10. You sell them piece by piece. Or mishtaka soyin, you make a lot of money. So I say like this: Hey, look, payris. Here, take my paris and sell them. And the profit that you make will divide. That's called like an iska. That I give you my money, and you do business with my money, and the profit you make from my money. Or here, I'm giving you my apples. I'm giving you my bushels of apples. And you're going to make profit with it now. You're going to sell them single and make a lot of money. So I tell you, the profit you make will share. That's also to do. And the same thing for loyitain moyis likas and paris. You can't give money to the storekeeper to buy terrorists Lamaxis Chal. In order to tell him, listen, here's $100, buy $100 worth of apples, and then you go and sell it, and the profit you make will share, that's what to do. Erin came noisome with Chorkapoyo, unless you're also paying him like a worker. Because the problem is, it looks like ribbons. Because when you do a deal like this, I mean, Iska's a deal is like this. I'm giving you the money. Now, it's a get like half of it is a milva. And half is a pekadim. That means half of the money, if it gets lost, no business deal goes lost. So half you potter on. But the other half...